Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. It's Monday, 25th of March. Firstly, in India, security in Kashmir has been tightened and paramilitary personnel have been deployed across the state after the pro-independence Jammu and Kashmir Liberation Front was banned by the government. Tensions in the valley have been rising since last week after the death of a school teacher in police custody, which sparked widespread protests in the region. The ban on the organization is an operation to crack down on the separatist groups in the state. Clients are advised to avoid non-essential travel to Kashmir and be aware of the frequent armed encounters and protests in the state. In Bangladesh, students in the northern city of Sylhet and other cities across the country continued their protests yesterday. The protest was triggered by the death of a student last week by a speeding bus. The protests have continued last week, but they have remained low profile when compared to last year's protests after a similar accident. Meanwhile, the local elections across Bangladesh at the sub-district level have been marred by sporadic violence, resulting in low voter turnout. In 117 sub-districts, voting at 89 polling stations had to be suspended due to allegations of vote rigging and ballot stuffing. Security in Dhaka has been increased in preparation for the Independence Day celebrations tomorrow. Police will be setting up security checkpoints and roadblocks to control traffic. Clients are advised to avoid traveling to smaller districts and villages of Bangladesh. Avoid all political and religious events in the country. In Nepal, the Ministry of Home Affairs has warned the general public, businesses and all organizations against extending support or assistance, including donation, to the Netra Bikram Chand-led Communist Party of Nepal. The ministry, in a press statement, said any person or organization found acting contrary to the government's appeal assisting the CPN will be treated on par plot group and brought to book under the prevailing laws. The ministry has requested everyone to report to police if any threat or extortion demand is made by the group. The government has heightened the security level and cracked down on the Chand-led Communist Party following the decision to ban its activities on March the 12th. The decision followed a blast outside Ncell Telecommunication Company's office on February 22nd, which killed one person and injured two other people. The Chand-led CPN had claimed responsibility for the bombing. Nepal police has stepped up action against the CPN and its leaders and cadre who were banned from organizing programs or participating in rallies or assemblies. Nepal police claim to have confiscated two loaded pistols, explosives, ammunition and communication devices from Hemanta Prash Oli, a standing committee member and in charge of the mid-region command of CPN, and eight cadre of the outfit arrested from Kavre district yesterday. Clients are advised to be aware of the growing tensions between the government and the CPN. Avoid traveling to rural areas known to be strongholds of the CPN and alert the relevant authorities if caution demand has been made by the party. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships.